be removed from the gas. The amount of gas in the chamber will go down. And that's consistent with the way we're getting the number wrong. The number we get is too small because the volume's going down too much. So I decided to revisit the syringe option, but lubricating the syringe to remove the issue of friction. And with a little bit of olive oil, it seems to have improved the situation drastically. So we're going to do the experiment twice. We're going to do it with a salt ice bath, and we're going to do it with hot water from the kettle. And these are the values we've got: minus 1.2 degrees, 54 millilitres, 75.6 degrees, and 68 millilitres. When we plug all those values into the equation, we get that absolute zero on the Celsius scale is minus 297 degrees Celsius. And that is not terrible. There are a number of ways you can improve this experiment, like obviously improving the equipment. There is still friction in the syringe. You could figure out a way to avoid that. You could take several data points and then you end up with a line of best fit on a graph, and that's going to be more accurate too. But that's the general principle at least, and it seems to be working quite well. And actually, by definition, absolute zero is this extrapolated value. You don't find absolute zero by getting colder and colder and colder and colder, like, you know, going on a quest for it in that direction. It's extrapolated by definition because actually the ideal gas laws start to break down eventually. You know, gases turn into liquids, liquids turn into solids. Like, if you decrease the temperature to zero, according to the ideal gas law,